This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Border Patrol arrested 51,856 migrants in November, a 78% increase over the same month a year earlier. More than half, 25,000 plus families, were families, marking the highest total in that category since the data were first collected in 2012. Women in the U.S. suffer more discrimination than in Western countries such as France and Germany due to the lack of paid parental leave, a relatively small number of female politicians, and some states with laws that allow child marriage, according to a new ranking published by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. The index shows that countries in the Middle East have the highest levels of discrimination against women. The OECD said most progress over the past half decade in reducing discrimination has been recorded in Africa, where 10 countries have passed new laws targeting domestic violence. Non-governmental organizations, Doctors Without Borders and SOS Mediterranean, say that have shouldered a large part of the operations to rescue migrants in the Mediterranean have ceased all such activity amid a sharp fall in seaborne arrivals and a crackdown by the Italian government on their search and rescue work. After controlling for income, economic, and other demographic factors, the Federal Reserve researchers found little to no difference between millennials and other earlier generational cohorts in their spending on housing, cars, and food. Federal prosecutors filed charges saying that President Trump directed illegal payments to ward off a potential sex scandal that threatened his chances of winning the White House in 2016, putting the weight of the Justice Department behind accusations previously made by his former lawyer, Michael Cohen. Independent experts investigating allegations of sexual abuse at the United Nations Agency Fighting AIDS have called for the appointment of new leadership, saying in a damning report that its executive director tolerated harassment and bullying in a toxic organizational culture. James Fields was found guilty in Charlottesville of first-degree murder for ramming a car into Heather Heyer and killing her. He had traveled from Ohio to attend the Unite the Right rally, was also convicted of 9 other charges, including aggravated malicious wounding and leaving the scene of a fatal accident. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.